சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 9 வெர்ஸ் 16.
அஹம் க்ரதுரஹம் யஜ்ஞஹம் ஸ்வதாஹமஹம் ஔஷதம் மந்த்ரோஹமஹமேவாஜ்யம் அஹமக்னிரஹம் ஹுதம்.
From the beginning of this 9th chapter, the Lord Krishna revealed his true nature, that is Atma Swarupam, as a consciousness principle. I activate the Maya, then Maya Tatamidam Sarvam, the entire universe is pervaded by me. I, the Chaitanyam Brahma, makes the Maya to function in the form of Nama Rupa. Whatever form you are seeing with a name, with a given name, it is nothing but Paraprakriti plus Aparaprakriti. You have to remember this fact. As you are seeing something, something means anything in this universe. Anything that which appears is a mixture, para and apara, higher and lower, atma and anatma, brahman plus maya. So even though there are two, as you are seeing one thing, it is visible, vyaktam, and the second entity is not vyaktam, that is atma. Among these two principles, atma anatma, brahma maya, para apara, all are synonyms. Para prakriti, brahma, atma, all are synonyms. Anatma, maya, prakriti, this entire nama rupa prapancha, all are synonyms for maya prakriti, anatma, achetanam, jadam. The appearing principle is belong to maya. The appearing principle, what is that appearing principle? Form and name. A form appears with a name. A form appears with a name. That is belong to apara prakriti, anatma, maya. What is that principle which you cannot see with your eyes? That principle is para prakriti, atma, brahma chaitanyam, not visible for your eyes. Therefore, what you have to say, what you have to understand, as I am seeing the world, I am seeing one thing, recognizing something. Seeing one thing, through seeing that nama rupa, I have to recognize something which I cannot see. I have to recognize that entity which I cannot see through the seeing entity. This is the way of understanding that invisible Brahman, the Chaitanyam. Very, very difficult to grasp this. You require a long study for this. As you recognize that Paraprakriti, Atma Chaitanyam, among these two, second one, Aparaprakriti, Maya, Nama, Rupa, Prapancha is Mithya, it is as good as non-existent. It is like your shadow, like your shadow. Shadow you never count, reflections you never count. Any amount of reflections in the mirror, you cannot count, you cannot value them. You know they are all mithya, they are all unreal, they are all false. You know that. Similarly, you cannot say this world is real, names are real, forms are real. As you are understanding there, reflections are false, I cannot count. Shadow is false, I cannot count. Similarly, you have to understand, you have to understand, you must understand. Who says? Shastra says. You must understand everybody, everybody is a reflection. Reflection of Maya. This is the reflection is belong to Maya, but original is what? Atma Chaitanyam. Atma Chaitanyam, that alone is Chit. Chidabhasa belong to this body-mind complex. Reflection cannot fall without the original. Reflection cannot take place without original. Without your face, you cannot see your reflected face. So you have to take a mirror. Mirror frame is like a Maya. Okay? Original face is like a Brahma Chaitanyam. Comparison. Okay? Your face is not Brahma Chaitanyam. Your face is like Brahma Chaitanyam is like your face. And the Madhuri. And Maya is like a mirror. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam pasyan atmani mayaya bahihi iva. Vishwam darpanam, not small dressing table mirror. Shankaracharya says in Dakshinamurti Stotram, the entire Vishwam is a darpanam. Take like that mirror. Darpanam means mirror. Vishwam darpanam. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari. Drishyamanam nagaram. The nagaram is you are seeing in the mirror. Like that, the entire universe is nothing but a reflection. Very, very difficult, but it is the fact. Therefore, Arjuna, may you recognize that Atma Chaitanyam, which is Satyam, Nama Rupa is Mithya. So your body mind is also comes under Anatma Maya Prakriti. False, Mithya. Reflection appears. Shadow also appears. But experience, you experience the shadow, you experience the mirror, but your experience need not be real. I experience my reflected face, therefore it is real. Can you say? You cannot say. Similarly, I experience the world, I experience my people, I experience my family members, therefore they are real. Shastra says, no, you cannot say that. Therefore what? Therefore understand that the knower of that experience world, experiencer is Satyam, experienced is Mithya. Experiencer of the face is Satyam or experienced face is Satyam? Experiencer of the reflected face is Satyam or experienced reflected face is Satyam? Experienced face, reflected face is Mithya. Experiencer is Satyam. Similarly, experiencer of this world, experiencer of this world is Satyam or Mithya? Satyam. Experienced world is Mithya, false. This is called Jnanam. Then what is the benefit? You are free from that experienced. Whatever defects are there, they are not belong to me. They are not belong to me. Suppose mirror has got some cracks. Your face looks like what? யுவர் ஃபேஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹாவ் லாட் ஆஃப் கட்ஸ் யூனோ. ஸோ உடஞ்சி போயினா கண்ணாடியில் மூஞ்சி பார்த்தா எப்படி இருக்கும், கரெக்டாக தெரியும். ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன், டிஸ்டார்டட் ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன், கான்வெக்ஸ் லென்ஸ், கான்கேவ் மிரர்ஸ். யூ கோ அண்ட் சி சம் மியூசியம்ஸ் எக்ஸிபிஷன்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் தி கீப், யூ கோ அண்ட் ஸ்டாண்ட் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் தம், யூ லுக் லைக் எ டால் பர்சன். அனதர் மிரர் தி கீப் நெக்ஸ்ட் டு தேட், யூ கோ அண்ட் ஸ்டாண்ட், யூ லுக் லைக் எ பூஷணிக்காய். ஒன் மிரர் ஷோ யூ ஆஸ் எ முருங்கைக்காய், ஒன் மிரர் ஷோ யூ ஆஸ் எ பூஷணிக்காய். ஆர் யூ ஏ பூஷணிக்காய் ஆர் முருங்கைக்காய்? நெய்தர். That distortion, even it shows how you look at it. You laugh at it. Do you cry? Suddenly I became like a murungakkai. Suddenly I became like a pushanikkai. You never become serious. On the other hand, you laugh at it. How you laugh? Loudly. Why? It is a fun. It is a fun. Have you seen your face like that, your body? I have seen many times. You have not seen. That big mirror, this much big they keep, you go and stand, it shows you distorted way. You laugh at it when you see your own reflection, because you know that it is a fun. It is a fun. Upanishad says, your life experiences, whatever you are undergoing, from morning to till deep sleep, all are like a fun. It's a fun. Jnani looks at that experience, the body, mind, which interacting with the world, people, every experience is a fun. It's a sport. For a Jnani, it is a sport. It is a leela. It is a kreeda. It is a fun. He is not serious. It is a serial. Because it is a serial, you need not be serious. Therefore, Arjuna, to understand this truth, there are people worshipping me in different ways. To understand this truth, people are striving, coming towards me by worshipping me in one form, in different forms, and they are trying to understand my real nature, Paraprakriti. Through Aparaprakriti, Ishvara, Maya, Sagunam, Brahma, they worship me different ways. When Navaratri comes, they worship me in 9 forms. Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati, so many forms they worship me, 9 days they worship. ஏகத்வேன தே கம் லேட்டர், ஃபஸ்ட் ப்ருதக்த்வேன விஸ்வதோமுகம், லேட்டர் தே கம் டு அரூபம். தேர் ஆல் கமிங் டுவர்ட்ஸ் மீ. திஸ் இஸ் வாட் அண்டில் நவ் லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா கம்ப்ளீட்டட். ஓகே, தென் அர்ஜுனா ஃபெல்ட் ஹவு டு ரிகக்னைஸ் தட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் ஆர் வர்ஷிப்பிங் யூ ஓன்லி அண்ட் பிகாஸ் there is no second thing other than me. Whatever they do, whatever they offer, whom they offer, everything belongs to me only. Everything is me alone. Aham kratuhu, aham yajnah, aham swadha, aham aushadham, aham eva ajyam, aham eva hutam. Everything I am. That is why in Brahmarpanam shloka, Brahmarpanam Brahmahavihi Brahmagno Brahmanahutam. That is Samanadikaranyam. Everything is Brahman. These people worship as Brahman. There, that Jnani looks at everything as Brahman. The eater is Brahman, the food is Brahman, into whom they are offering is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. Like that here also, what they are doing, kratuhu, yajna, shrauta karma, smarta karma, ahuti, ajyam, everything I am, because there is no second real entity. That second real apara, anatma, maya is mithya. Therefore, goes to whom? That is, to me only, I am that. They try to understand. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ విశ్వరూప భక్తి విభూతి జ్ఞానేన. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ విభూతి. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ భగవాన్స్ విభూతి. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ భగవాన్స్ విభూతి, నాట్ మాయా విభూతి. మాయా డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ విభూతి, డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ గ్లోరీ. విభూతి మీన్స్ గ్లోరీ. మాయా గ్లోరీ ఈజ్ నాట్ మాయాస్ గ్లోరీ. రియల్లీ స్పీకింగ్, మాయా గ్లోరీ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మన్స్ గ్లోరీ. దట్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మ విభూతి ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మాయా ఈ అపియర్స్ వెన్ మెజీషియన్ షోయింగ్ ద మ్యాజిక్ ఆన్ ద స్టేజ్. దట్ గ్రేట్నెస్ గోస్ టు మెజీషియన్ ఆర్ మ్యాజిక్? వేర్ ఈస్ ద మ్యాజిక్ వితౌట్ మెజీషియన్? మ్యాజిక్ ఈజ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మెజీషియన్. సిమిలర్లీ ద మెజీషియన్ మేక్ ద మ్యాజిక్, దట్స్ వై ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ మెజీషియన్. భగవాన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ మెజీషియన్. హ్యావ్ యూ సీన్ మ్యాజిక్? మెజీషియన్, దిస్ మెజీషియన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఆన్ దట్ మెజీషియన్. లార్డ్ ఈజ్ ద మెజీషియన్ హూ మేక్స్ మాయా మ్యాజిక్ టు ఫంక్షన్. సో ద యూనివర్సల్ మెజీషియన్. అవర్ లోకల్ మెజీషియన్స్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ టెంపరీ. యూనివర్సల్ మెజీషియన్ నౌ హోల్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ మ్యాజిక్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హూమ్? ద మెజీషియన్. హూ ఈజ్ దట్ మెజీషియన్? అంగే పిన్నాడి పాకకూడదు. మెజీషియన్ ఈజ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఆత్మ చైతన్య రూపేణ. నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక విల్ రీడ్ ఫర్దర్. హీ కంటిన్యూస్ అప్ టు 19th శ్లోక. దిస్ విశ్వరూప సీడ్ వర్సెస్ దే ఆర్ ఫర్ 11th చాప్టర్ హియర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ పుట్టింగ్ ద బీజం.
పితాహమస్య జగతః మాతా ధాతా పితామహః వేద్యం పవిత్రమోంకారః ఋక్సామయజుర్ేవ చ.
మోరోవర్ అహం అస్య జగతః పితా. హే అర్జున, ఐ ఎమ్ ద ఫాదర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్. పితా ఫాదర్ అస్య జగతః ఆఫ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్. ఐ ఎమ్ ద ఫాదర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్. వాట్ అబౌట్ మదర్? ఐ ఎమ్ ద మదర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ ఆల్సో. మాతా ఆది పితా పరమేశ్వర అన్నారు. ఐ ఎమ్ ద ఫాదర్లెస్ ఫాదర్. ఐ ఎమ్ ద ఫాదర్లెస్ ఫాదర్. పార్వతీదేవి ఆది మాత. లార్డ్ శివ ఈజ్ ఆది పిత. ఆది పిత ఆది మాత దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఫాదర్ అండ్ మదర్. లార్డ్ శివ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఫాదర్ అండ్ మదర్. పార్వతి డజంట్ హ్యావ్ మదర్ ఇన్ లా అండ్ ఫాదర్ ఇన్ లా. అంతే కదా, పార్వతి హ్యాస్ గాట్ మదర్ అండ్ ఫాదర్, బట్ పార్వతి డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఫాదర్ ఇన్ లా మదర్ ఇన్ లా. వై? లార్డ్ శివ ఈస్ కాజ్లెస్ కాజ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ కారణరహిత కారణం మీన్స్ ఫాదర్లెస్ ఫాదర్ మీన్స్ ఆది పిత. దట్ ఈస్ వై భగవాన్ సేస్ ఐఎమ్ ద మాతా. అహం మాతా అవి పార్వతి ఈజ్ మాతా. ఓకే, అది రియల్లీ స్పీకింగ్ ఐఎమ్ ద మాతా అన్నారు భగవాన్ సేస్. మాతా మదర్, దెన్ ధాతా. ధాతా మీన్స్ ద ప్రొటెక్టర్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటర్. ధాతా మీన్స్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటర్ ఆర్డైనర్ డిస్పెన్సర్ ధాతా. దట్ మీన్స్ కర్మఫల విధాత అని అర్థం. ద వన్ హూ ఈజ్ ద డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటర్ ఆఫ్ కర్మఫల ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్. మాతా ధాతా దెన్ పితామహః. ఐ ఆమ్ ఓన్లీ ద పితుహు పితా. పితామహః మీన్స్ పితుహు పితా, ది గ్రాండ్ ఫాదర్. ఐ ఆమ్ ఓన్లీ ద గ్రాండ్ ఫాదర్. దట్ షోస్ వాట్? ఐ ఆమ్ ద ఫాదర్, I am the grandfather, means I am only everything, family lineage, naneda pita dhata pitamaha of this universe, for universe. Not only that, pavitram omkaraha vedyam, I am the one to be known, aham vedyam. Next one, aham dhata, aham mata, aham pita, aham pitamaha, aham vedyam. What is to be known? I am the one to be known, nothing else. Whatever you know, it is as good as not knowing. Whatever you know other than me, it comes under what? Aparaprakriti. It comes under aparaprakriti, maya, which is false. Your knowledge is also which? Your gold medal, your noble medal, noble prize, all of them, Padma Vibhushan, Vibhushan, Padma Sri. Whatever knowledge, qualifications you get by any other science, materialistic science, belongs to aparaprakriti. Shiksha, kalpam, vyakaranam, niruktam, chandas, jyotisham, sarvam aparaprakriti eva. Since aparaprakriti, materialistic science is mithya, since it is false, your knowledge is also as good as false, therefore uncountable. Then what is the countable knowledge? Ahameva vedyam, I am the one to be known. Whether you know the chemistry, physics, computer also doesn't matter. If you don't know anything in this world, doesn't matter. If you don't know computer, you don't know the how to type, how to send mails, suppose. It doesn't matter. No problem. You don't know how to operate your cell phone also. You may not remember your cell phone number. Idella enakku problem adha solren. I don't remember even my cell phone number. I don't know how to operate them at all. Shastra says it doesn't matter. They come under aparaprakriti only. No, vyavaharika anatma level, there may be some defects. Always defects will be there. What is to be known, if you know, that is enough. That is called vedyam, paraprakriti. Paraprakriti, brahma chaitanya jnanam, if you know, all these are included in that. All these are included in that, means what? You can never have any atripti, limitation. Even aparaprakriti, one science you know, you have atripti of another science. If I know this, I don't know that. If I know this something else, I don't know that something else. This is Purna Vidya, that is Apurna Vidya. Even you get Master of Degree, honor, double degrees, PhDs, 3-4 universities, if you study also, there is something else which you do not know. That is why every specialist indicates what? He do not know the other field of science. I am specialist. I am ENT specialist. That means you are not the bone specialist. I am a bone specialist, means you are not a heart specialist. Like that, every specialist shows the limitation of other field. Whereas Purna Vidya, Brahma Vidya, Atma Jnana Vidya completes everything. Yavanartha Udapane Sarvata Sampluto Udakena. Like that, vedyam, I am that pavitram omkaraha. I am the auspicious. Pavitram means pavayati iti pavitram, punati iti pavitram. I am the auspicious one. What is that auspicious one? Omkaraha, the crux of all Vedas, omkaraha, I am. Vedana sadhyam, sadhanam. Omkara is a Vedana sadhyam. Vedana anna thala vedanai, adillai. Zero vedanai, apadillai. Vedana means that vedyam, what is to be known. If you want to know that, what is sadhanam means na omkara. Omkara is the means to know that Parabrahman. ஓங்காரா. ஹவு திஸ் ஓங்காரா இஸ் ஸோ கிரேட்னா, ஓங்காரா இஸ் த எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் வேதாஸ். இஃப் யூ சாண்ட் ஓங்காரா, தட் இஸ் வை எவ்ரி கிளாஸ் வை வி சாண்ட் 3 minutes, 4 minutes. You are as good as chanting Ruk, Yajus, Sam, Atharvana Veda. Every class you are chanting 4 Vedas. Who says? Bhagavan says. Omkara is the essence of Veda. In Kali Yuga, the people have only time to prepare rasam sambar at home and going office and all. They don't have time. That is why Bhagavan churned the Vedas. Brahmaji churned the Vedas. He brought Gayatri from that Vedas. From the first Rig Veda, he brought Tas Savitarva Renyam, first line of Gayatri from Rig Veda. From Yajur Veda, that is second Veda, he brought second line of Gayatri. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, from Yajur Veda. Then third line of Veda, Dhiyo Yonaf Prachodayat. That third line of Gayatri from Sama Veda. So from 3 Vedas, 3 lines of Gayatri. So if you chant Tatsavitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaf Prachodayat, if you chant, it is as good as chanting 3 Vedas. It is as good as chanting 3 Vedas. இதுக்கு டைம் இருக்கணுமே. தத்சவிதுர்வரேண்யம் பர்கோ தேவஸ்ய தீமஹி தியோ யோ ந பிரச்சோதயாத், ஐ எம் சோ பிஸி, ஐ கனாட் சாண்ட். தென் பிரம்மாஜி நோஸ் கலியுகா பீப்புள் ஆர் வெரி 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 பிஸி வித் மெட்டீரியலிஸ்டிக் ஆஸ்பிரேஷன்ஸ். தேர் ஃபோர் ஹி கண்டென்ஸ்டு திஸ், ஹி சேர்ன் ஃபர்தர் தி காயத்ரி மந்த்ரா, தட் இஸ் சாவித்ரி மந்த்ரா. ஹி சேர்ன்ட் Gayatri is a meter of Savitri Mantra. So Savitri Savita Devata Mantra is the original mantra in Gayatri meter. Therefore Gayatri name came to that Savita Mantra, Savitri Mantra. So that Savitri Mantra, whoever is not able to chant, Bhagavan chant Brahmaji from Tatsavitarvarenyam, he brought that Bhuhu Vyahruti. Bhuhu, if you say, it is as good as chanting the first line of Gayatri, as good as chanting the Rigveda. Bhuhu, if you say enough. Then, second line of Gayatri, he chanted, Bhuvaha Vyahruti came. Bhuvaha, if you say, it is as good as chanting Yajurveda. Bhuvaha. Then, third line of Gayatri, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi over Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. சாமவேதாக்கு ஈக்குவல் லைன் இஃப் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு சாண்ட் சுவஹா, இஃப் யூ சே சுவஹா, பூஹு புவஹ சுவஹ, 3 வியாஹிருதீஸ் இஃப் யூ அட்டர், இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் குட் ஆஸ் சாண்டிங் காயத்ரி, இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் குட் ஆஸ் சாண்டிங் வேதா. ஐ ஹவ் நோ டைம் ஃபார் தட் ஆல்சோ. பூஹு புவஹ சுவஹ, இட் ஹேஸ் டு கம் ஃப்ரம் த நேவல், நோ தட் சவுண்ட், எனக்கு ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் தட் எனர்ஜி, I cannot chant na. Then further he churned. Essence. Extracting, extracting. Like in our house also, in the chakka, the sugar cane juice, you see outside. First round, some juice comes. Some more juice will be there in that. He don't want to waste it. He puts second round also. Pathedo? Second round. Adha apadi po, mandi thiripa apadi kundu. திருப்பி அங்கே போனது அப்படியே கொண்டு வந்து திருப்பி அப்படியே வச்சுடுவான். வச்சுட உடனே தேர்ட் ரவுண்டு, அதுக்கப்புறம் ஒன்றுமே இருக்காது. அது செக்கை லைக் தட். பூஹு புவஹா சுவஹா, ஒன்ஸ் ஹீ சேர்ன் லைக் தட் வியாகிருதி இஸ் கேம். ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு சாண்ட் தட், ஓகே ஃபர்தர் 4th round. அந்த புவஹா யூ டுக் அண்ட் புட் சேர்னிங் அகாரா ஈக்குவல் டு தத் சவிதர் வரேண்யம் பூஹு ருக்வேதா, ஈக்குவல் டு யஜுர்வேதா, ஈக்குவல் டு சாமவேதா. ஸோ எவ்ரி கிளாஸ் வி ஆர் சாண்டிங் three Vedas put together. Om. Some people tired. That is why they chant Om. This is the intention. Om is the essence of Vedas. Pranavaha, pranav, omkaraha, pavitram. Because it has come from Vedas, it is pavitram. It purifies you. The moment you chant that Om, it purifies you. It purifies your mind. Omkaram. Then, aham rik sama yajuhu eva cha. I am only the Rigveda. I am only the Yajurveda. I am only the Samaveda. I am only the Rigveda, Yajurveda and Samaveda. What about Atharvana Veda? That Chakara indicates Atharvana Veda. I am only the Rig Yajus Sama Yaju Ruk Sama Atharvana Veda. What is the difference between three Vedas? Rig Veda is a metrical form of mantras. Padya Rupa Mantraha. Rig Veda Niyata Pada Aksharaha. In that Rig Veda, there are Niyata Pada. These many padas, only lines must be there. Poetry order, metrical form, poetry order, Padya Rupa is called here Niyata Rupa, Rigveda. Rigveda mantras are all in poetical order, poetry order. Whereas Yajurveda is Gadya Rupa, prose order, Aniyata Pada Akshara, Yajuhuna. Aniyata Pada Akshara, Pada Akshara Avasana. So there is no Niyatam, Aksharam. Any amount, number of letters can be there, number of paragraphs can be there, prose order. Like Taittiriya Upanishad. That is why Vedas, they have Mantra Bhaga, Brahmana Bhaga. Mantra Bhaga of Veda is poetry. Brahmana Bhaga of Veda is prose order. So Rigveda is a poetry order, Yajurveda is a prose order. What about Samaveda? The Rig mantras in musical form, they are called Samaveda. Rigveda mantras only if you sing, Samaveda. Rigveda parayanam dese, Yajurveda parayanam dese, Samagana parayanam dese, Sama parayanam dese, Samaganam dese. They say Sama Ganam. Why it is in the form of music? Saptaswaras, Sarigama Padani. Now you see, Sama Gana essence is what? Sarigama Padani. When you go to a music concert, you are listening what? Sama Ganam. The singers may know or not, I do not know. The musicians must know, they are singing Sama Ganam. The Sarigama Padani, without that there is no concert, music concert. When they are singing Samaganam, Sarigama Padani, their swaras belong to Samagana, Samaveda. So every musician is also Ekavedi, Samavedi. Okay, like that, Rig Yajus Sama. Atharvana Veda mantras mainly meant for health purpose, mundane activities, not shrauta karma involved there, but arogyam sake, for health sake, for long lifespan sake, some rituals there are. Those mantras all come in Atharvana Veda. Some prayaschitta karmas, remedial activity rituals like that, they come. So they are all come under Atharvana Veda. So all the four Vedas I am, Bhagavan says. Now when you touch the Rigveda, when you touch the Bhagavad Gita, you are touching the Upanishad. We are touching the Upanishad means you are touching the Veda. You are touching the Veda means you are touching the Bhagavan. Who is there in your hand now? Bhagavan. In the form of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the essence of Upanishad. Upanishad is the essence of Veda. Veda is nothing but Bhagavan's Rupam. Bhagavan is sitting in your hand now. Yes or no? Am I correct? Bhagavan is sitting in your hand. Next shloka.
Gatir bharta prabhu sakshi. Nivasa sharanam suhrut. Prabhavah pralayasthanam. Nidhanam bijam avyayam.
Further, the same vibhuti, Bhagavan says, aham gatihi. That aham you have to supply from the previous verse. I am the goal. I am the destination. For artharthi bhaktas, I am the karma phala data. Gatihi means what? Your gati, your goal is nothing but your karma phala. Your karma phala, the result of action only takes you there, your goal. So therefore, I am the gatihi means I am the goal, I am the karma phalam of their karmas. I am the karma phalam of their karmas. Then I am the bharta. Bharta means karma phala data. I am the sustainer. Karma phala data. I am the giver, dispenser of their karma phalam. So where from we get our experiences? Every experience is our karma phalam. Ishwaragnaya prapyate phalam. Who says? Ramana Maharshi says in Upadesa Sara. Ishwaragnaya prapyate phalam. Karma cannot give result by itself. Karma tajjadam. Therefore, from Ishwara only karma phala comes. Therefore, I am the bharta. Here, bharta means the one who protect by giving karma phalam. Protector. Husband name is called bharta because he is the sustainer of the family, protector of the family, because he is earning money, breadwinner. He is the breadwinner, therefore he is known as bharta. Pati is called bharta because he is one protecting the family. Suppose husband is not earning, wife is earning. She is the protector, she is the sustainer of the family. What? Bhartri, strilingam. Bharta, pumlingam. Bhartru, rikarantaha, pullingaha, bhartru, shabdaha. Bharta, bhartaro, bhartaraha. Suppose three is the protector, sustainer of the family. She is known as bhartri. Then husband become what? Bharya. Wife is called bharya. Because she is protected by bharta, she is protected by bharta, therefore she is called bharya. He is protecting, therefore he is bharta. Now if it is reverse, stri becomes bhartri, husband becomes bharya, not bharya, bharya, chumma chol rahe na, okay, bharya, because he is protected by wife. Therefore, nowadays, those days bhartas are bhartas. Nowadays, all ladies are earning money. They are supporting the family. They are supporting the family. So therefore, can interchange. Okay. Then I am Prabhu. Prabhu means Swami. Capable of performing his responsibilities. Prabhu means like not unlike these parents, they give birth to their children and they cannot provide anything sometimes. Parents, they give birth to children, but they cannot provide education, other things. So they are not Prabhu. Bhagavan creates everything and he takes the responsibility. He never says, I cannot take care of you, you go to hell and now. Bhagavan never say like that. Therefore, he is called Prabhu and now. Takes the responsibility. The master. Prabhu means the master. Omnipotent. Omnipotent. Therefore, never claim that you are the master of your children. You are a father. But you cannot provide everything, whatever they need. Bhagavan only can provide. Understand? You cannot provide as Bhagavan provides. But generally parents thinks, daughter is like my right hand, son is my like left hand, both are like my hands. Pujya Swamiji says, appa mandi, like they think children are like their hands. What hands does? Go up and up. Come down, come down. Like children also like that they think. My son and daughter are like my hands. They whatever I say, they have to do. Whatever I say, don't do, they should not do. They think they are like their hands. It's not so. As they grow, they are independent. Better to recognize the fact you have no right on them after 16 years. We don't recognize this. Nalla adi, dadi, vaanginadhu appuram dhaan namakku theriyum. Enna? Because of attachment, leaning, depending upon children emotionally. We depend upon them. Shastra says, never depend upon them. They are the children of God, not you. Your job is over. Balavat panchavarshani. Rajavat panchavarshani. You bring them up like a Raja up to 5 years. Dasavat dashavarshani. Like a servant from 5th year to 15th year. 10 years. Like Dasavat. Disciplines, full and full disciplines. Dasavat dashavarshani. Rajavat panchavarshani. First 5 years, Kanna, Raja, Raja and Kupulam. On Raja illa. Anana, unak Raja. Enida payan illyo, enak Raja. But don't look at them as Raja after 5th year. 6th year onwards up to 15th year, Dasavat dashavarshani. What about 16th year? Agate shodashe varshe. When the 16th year comes, agate shodashe varshe, putram or putri mitravat acharet. Putram mitravat acharet. Look at your son or daughter like your friends. Because they have their will. They want to use that will. Their free will. So who is their Prabhu? Bhagavan. Omnipotent, omniscient Lord alone is the one Swami for them, not you. Parents, as early as they recognize, not leaning upon children emotionally, physically they may depend. Because of old age they may depend. If they depend emotionally for their peace, security, happiness upon children, they miserable, their life is miserable, they suffer like anything. Emotionally you should not depend. Physically you have to depend. Anyone has to depend physically. But emotionally you depend upon God. Enakku God irukka, nee paathukko. I don't want to depend on you emotionally. Even though son or daughter, if they don't have time to talk to you, mail you or something, chit chat with you, they are not talking, don't mind, okay? Don't take it serious, because they are not belong to you now. Your job is over. That is called freedom. Give freedom to them, you be free. If you enter their freedom, you lose your freedom, inner peace. This is the fact, the truth we have to recognize. Therefore, I am the Prabhu, but this father claims he is the Prabhu of his son, daughter. இவருக்கு தெரியவே மாட்டேங்கிறது, நான் தானே ஆதி பித்தா மாதா. ஹீ இஸ் த ஓன்லி செகண்டரி இன்டர்மீடியரி ஃபாதர் இன்டர்மீடியரி மதர். பட் திஸ் பர்சன் கெட்டிங் ஹிட்ஸ் யூனோ ஃப்ரம் ஹிம், போக்கிங் இஸ் நோஸ் அண்ட் கெட்டிங் ஹிட் என்ன லைக் தட் வாட் அது என்ன ஜூடுவா பாக்ஸிங் ஒரு பாக்ஸிங் மாதிரி தான், பாக்ஸிங் மாதிரி ஆகிடும். மெயின்டைன் யுவர் ரெஸ்பெக்ட்னோ கீவ் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் அண்ட் டேக் ரெஸ்பெக்ட். பகவான் சேஸ் அஹம் பிரபு. தேர் இஸ் ஃபோர் சில்ட்ரன், டீச் தெம் டு டிபெண்ட் அப்பான் காட். டோன்ட் டீச் யுவர் சில்ட்ரன், டோன்ட் திங்க் தே ஆர் கம்மிங் அண்ட் ஆஸ்கிங் யூ எவ்ரி திங். ஆ சி மை சன் எவ்வளோ ரெஸ்பெக்ட் என் மேலே. டோன்ட் திங்க் லைக் தட். இஃப் தே கம் அண்ட் ஆஸ்க் யூ அப்பா என்ன பண்ணணும் என்ன பண்ணணும் என்ன, சம் சில்ட்ரன் தே கம் அண்ட் ஆஸ்க் எவ்ரி திங் அப்பா அம்மான் ஃபோனில், அம்மா என்ன பண்ணணும், ஏய் யூ திங்க் அண்ட் டூ அனு சொல்லி கொடுக்கணும். தீஸ் பேரண்ட்ஸ் என்ன பண்ணுவா தெரியுமோ, இஃப் த சில்ட்ரன் ஆஸ்க் தேம் சி மை சன் ஹவு மச் ரெஸ்பெக்ட். இப்போ கூட கல்யாணம் ஆச்சு, ஒரு குழந்தை வந்தது, ஆனாலும் இந்த வார்த்தை என்ன எவ்வளோ மதிப்பை பாருங்க. மதிப்பு இல்லை, அவனுக்கு இங்கே திங்கிங் பண்ணுற சக்தி வரலன்னு அர்த்தம். ஆமாம், தி பேரண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் திங்கிங் இட் இஸ் கிரேட், I am very, very, I brought up children very nicely. Now, you have not brought up children properly. They have to depend upon Bhagavan. They have to take decisions on their own. They have to face the difficulties. They learned the lesson. You are not a small boy or a small girl to ask me the decisions. You take your decision, you face the problem. Then you can change your decision. இப்படி சொல்லணும். What is the example? See the word. See the duck. Duck takes the baby duck into the water, keeping the baby duck on its back, and to want to teach the swimming to that duck, baby duck. And the mother duck slowly swim for some time, and suddenly she goes down, leaving the baby duck at the back, it's to the air. Pavam, that baby duck struggling to swim. And the mother duck is looking from far. Enna pannirudane? Struggling the baby duck. Mother sees that. Mother duck sees that. Let it learn. Same way. All birds are like that. Even cat. Any animal. We the human beings only. Hooked to that. Pattre kediyadha avangalukku ellame. They don't have patru. Who are you to have? If you don't understand, listen this word. Aham Prabhu. I am the master of your children also. Bhagavan says, don't think you are the master because you don't know anything. You don't know how to bring up children. You don't know how to handle children, their emotions. Therefore, you ask children, surrender to God. Ask Him to help in your emotional upset. Because I am already emotional. If you come to me, we'll become emotional square. I am disturbed. You are also disturbed. Who will help us, both of us? Let us go to God. Both of us. I am surrendering to God. I am not depending upon anyone. You also surrender to God. Where Bhagavan said, in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan said, Aham Prabhuhu iti. ஏன்னா இவள் இந்த ஒரு வருத்தம் இவள் இருக்கா சுவாமினி அண்ணன், எல்லாம் இருக்கு, நம்ம அது புரிஞ்சுக்க மாட்டோம். அதுதான் நம்ம கிரேட்னஸ் என்னன்னா, திஸ் இஸ் அவர் கிரேட்னஸ். ஈவன் பகவான் வார்த்தை இஸ் தேர், வி ஜஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் ஓவர் தட் மச் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் ஃபார் அஸ். ஐ ஆம் ரெடி டு சாக்ரிஃபைஸ் பகவத்கீதா, நாட் மை சன். பகவான் வார்த்தை, பகவான் டீச்சிங்ஸ் எல்லாம் அப்புறம் சுவாமினி. பரமார்த்தானந்த சுவாமிஜி இட்ஸ் ஏ ஜோக். ஒன் லேடி யூஸ் டு கம் அண்ட் ஆஸ்க் யூ சுவாமிஜி, யூ ஆர் ஆஸ்கிங் டு ட்ராப் எவ்ரி திங் மமக்காரா ஃபேமிலி ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் டோன்ட் ஹாவ் அட்டாச்மெண்ட். இஃப் யூ சே தட் டு கெட் மோக்ஷா ஹாவ் டு ட்ராப் எவ்ரி திங், ஐ ட்ராப் மோக்ஷா. வை? பிகாஸ் ஐ கனாட் ட்ராப் மை சன். I have abhimana towards my son, only son. I love him like anything. If you ask me to drop attachment, love towards my son, depending upon my son, I can't bear. That's why I sacrifice, renounce moksha for my son's sake. Shastra says, drop your attachment on your son for moksha's sake. Chonna. Indha amma enna solra? I renounce, drop moksha for my son's sake. Paranga. Adhuda. Rakta sambandham. Attachment. So powerful. Bhagavan paadik Bhagavan chunindu porar. Avarukku enna? Enna solluvom. Aham Prabhu. Swami, you are Pita, Mata, Dhata. All you are not afflicted by all these duties. I, the father, son of one, father of one son, I'm struggling with this boy, I'm struggling with this girl. Are you not afflicted by these many children, these many things? Bhagavan says, no, I am the Sakshi. I am the Sakshi, witnesser. I am not afflicted by them. Sakshat ikshate iti sakshi. Chaitanya rupena, sarva prakashaka rupena, sarva praninam, shubha ashuma, ashubha karma phala sakshi. I look at them, but I am not touched by them because I am not attached. They can lean upon me. I never lean upon them. They can have attachment with me, but I never have attachment with my children. I am Pita, I am Mata, I am Pitamaha. That is true. But what type of Pita I am? I am the Pita who is not having attachment. I just guide them. I am not interfering in their matters. Therefore, Prabhu Sakshi Aham Nivasaha. I am the abode. Nivasaha. Bhagavan is not a person having Vaikuntha, his abode. Where is Bhagavan? Vaikuntha. I am not in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is in me. Kailasa is in me. Goloka Vrindavana is in me. I am the Nivasam. I am the place where all lokas are residing. Ired Bhuvanangal. Yashoda asked Krishna, enna saaptai? Vaay therana. And amma mannu paakarathukaga waiting. She want to see mannu in the Krishna's mouth. What Krishna showed? Ired Bhuvanangal. All 14 lokas Lord Krishna showed. Krishna is in Dwaraka, all 14 lokas are in Krishna. 14 lokas are in Krishna. That is what Yanna Tavam Saidane Yasoda. Sharanam, I am the refugee. Siryate Dukkhani Asmin Iti. Sharanam means I am the destroyer of sorrow. Artha prapannanam, artanam prapannanam artiharaha aham. Sharanam means what? The one who surrenders to me, they come to me to come out of their sorrow, I am the dispeller of their sorrow. Sharanam. That's why Sharanam Ayyappa nanartham. And that is Sharanam. Siryate dukkhani asmin. By surrendering to whom we are able to come out of our sorrow. That is called Sharanam. By surrendering to whom we come out of our sorrow is called Sharanam. Who is he? Bhagavan. Therefore, Aham Sharanam. Suhrutu, I am the well-wisher. Suhrutu, Shankaracharya writes, Suhrutu means a well-wisher is one. Pratyupakaram anapekshya. Yaha upakaram karoti. Without expecting in return, pratyupakaram anapeksha. In return, without any motive, without any agenda. Pratyupakaram anapeksha, without expecting anything in return, I help them. Upakaram karoti saha suhrit. Shobhanam hridayam yasya saha. Who is having that beautiful heart in artham? Suhritanna. Suhridayam. The one who is having is called Suhrit. Then Prabhavaha, Pralayaha, Sthanam. These three words. Prabhavaha means Srishtikaranam, the source of this creation. Pralayaha, the ground of resolution. Sthanam, the support. Sthitikaranam, Nidhanam, repository of all. I am the storehouse of all karma phalam of all jivas. I am Nidhanam, in the store. I am the storehouse of everything. Avyayam bijam. If they tap me with their prayer, whatever they want, I will give. They tap my power, I will give to them. I am the repository house. Like in ocean, all aquatic creatures, pearls, diamonds, all are there in that ocean. Similarly, in me, all jivas karma phalams are there. They are coming and tapping their karma phalam. I dispatch them. I dispense their karma phalam. Avyayam bijam. I am inexhaustible seed. Imperishable, inexhaustible, material cause. Without undergoing any change, I am the abhinna nimitta upadana karanam of this universe. I am the material cause, I am the intelligent cause. A cause which doesn't undergo a change. A cause swasvarupa aparityagena, without undergoing any change, I remain as it is and I create everything. Therefore, I am Vivarta Upadana Karanam of this universe. More in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.